B-Pod Studios.
Yeah. The slice of bread. Just so you know, we changed temperatures.
Guys, we're changing temperatures. Get ready to sweat.
I don't know if you've seen the condensation on the walls of this plastic wrap.
But yeah, that doesn't shock me.
We were just talking about Mitch Hedberg yesterday, the comedian. He's got a great riff on bread. Bob, you need to check this comedian out.
All right.
Yeah, but he's passed, but missed that guy. Let's get to Tom and Glenn Mills. Tom, what's going on, man?
Mark, what's going on? What's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
What's up, buddy?
So, dude, if we don't get back to sports soon, I'm worried about the sports radio shows, man.
Why?
We'll be all right.
They're slipping into Jerry Springer territory at this point, dude. And I have a theory why.
Oh, okay. Well, what's up?
Because it's a bunch of dudes that are into sports, and when we don't have sports to talk about, it's not like a regular, like these regular morning shows that you know, they plan it, and this is just a bunch of dudes talking about dude stuff, and it gets really mucky, man.
Wait. What, are you kink shaming? What are you doing there, Tom?
I was laughing until I heard heels in the chest. I said, I gotta get out of here.
That was Bob Cooney.
Exactly. I go, what's going on here, man?
We're trying to talk about the issues, my
friend.
Just
being real.
The thing is with Tiger King, you know why I think it caught on? Because it's like the, you know that Undertaker special that's out right now? It's like that, dude, where it was this documentary that didn't really start off it started off to be this small thing, and it continued for years.
Right.
So it became this thing that ended up being something it wasn't originally, and because of that, it became much more interesting. You know what I mean? Like, it was, because I don't think a lot of people knew what was going to happen at the end of that Tiger King show, or even in the middle of it. Like, I heard people talking about it, but they were like, you just got to watch it. So I just watched it, and it, like, organically, I mean, if I would have known the way it ended, I probably wouldn't have watched it. Because
right,
it was
exactly.
Actually, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I don't know, man. The Tiger King thing is super interesting, but the fact that the Carol lady's like making out like a bandit, I mean, I don't even understand, even after that thing there, how that judge could give her all that stuff.
One might say she's getting away with murder. Jeez.
She's just like the lipstick version of him, man. Like, she's just she polished it up, but she's still taking advantage of those lines, man.
Tom, that was the same. And thanks for the call, man. Appreciate touching. Oh, you got something on the Eagles?
Yeah, I do. I'm worried about the Eagles, man. I was happy when they got rid of Foles. I love Foles, but I knew it was messing with
Wentz
mentally. And what we got going on right now, man, I don't know if Wentz is going to survive it, dude. And it's like we're hitting the reset button, and I don't like it.
See, even that thought, and thanks for the call, Tom, is what worries me about taking Jalen Hurts. That's what worries me the most. It's like, why are you messing with something that you already think you have a franchise MVP caliber quarterback at 27 years old? Why are you getting someone that young to back him up? If it's just cost effectiveness, at least that's somewhat of an explanation. It still doesn't make sense. Still doesn't make it the right move for me. Why would you mess with that? Hey, remember when that was a story?
I do. Not too long ago. I think right before Tiger King. Right after Tiger King.
Yeah. A little while after that. But thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it, man. You are listening to 975 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. Coming up in about an hour, we're going to talk to Dave Zangaro of NBC Sports Philadelphia, because Dave dropped one of two spicy meatballs that happened yesterday. One came from Dave, who will join us at 9. The other came from our friend Les Bowen. To examine what Dave had to tell us to set that up for 9 o'clock today, the story had to do with a headline of Malcolm Jenkins and Colin Kaepernick tried to warn us, we all should have listened. Now, whenever I see anything that says you or we, I always say, okay, hold on a second. What are you accusing me of if I'm in the realm of the we, right? Even if it's the royal we, as they say. And you really think about it, and I think what a lot of people have to do, and I'm not excluding myself, I am neck deep in this, is you got to try to look past the surface. And your first inclination to absorb something might not be the accurate one. And that's why you try to have a greater understanding. You try to have an open mind. Whether it's the comment of just being non-racist isn't enough. Me just not being a racist isn't enough to combat racism in the United States, throughout the world. It's not enough anymore. We have to go into what I've been saying for the last 3 days, more of the mindset that we went into with the Me Too movement, which was, yo, that ain't funny anymore. Like, when you make a joke or you make a comment about a female coworker, that ain't funny anymore. It really did, in a lot of different places throughout America, throughout the workplace, change a lot of people's mindset. Like, okay, I don't want to be perceived in that light. Let me change the way I might deliver a line or the way I think, the way I talk. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Good came out of that. In a probably greater degree, because people are literally being killed, maybe we need to be have a little bit of an open mind about how we change the way we perceive racism in the United States. And that at least got the conversation started, and it started in greater length and greater depths over the last couple of days since the protest started. When we go back and look at Malcolm Jenkins, and we go back and we look at Colin Kaepernick, when I originally watched Colin Kaepernick take a knee, I was enraged, and I've said that throughout the week. But as I continue to peel back the layers of the story, even though it's something I would never do because I, and many others look at the national anthem as that's my time to show appreciation, respect, and reverence to anyone that served our country. That's what I use it for. That's what I think of during that time. But not everybody looks at it that way. And as I've said before, it's a real quick way to sound un-American is to tell you how to be American, right? I think if you continue to peel back the layers, whether it's Colin Kaepernick or it's Malcolm Jenkins putting his fist in the air, you might have a different understanding of it. It might not be something you like, because quite frankly, I don't like it, because that's not what I would do in those situations. But to get a conversation started that needed to get started, that was the way those players went about it. Whether that be Malcolm Jenkins or that be Colin Kaepernick. So whether or not we should have listened, yeah, maybe you were listening from the get-go and you got it from the get-go. Maybe you're a better person than I am. Peeling back the layers is what made me understand. So when you see something that says you or we needed to do better, yeah, maybe we should have.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a better person. Like you said, maybe you're a better person than I am. I just think that society as a whole, and maybe it's not right that we conform to what we think we should do or what should be done by the masses. I just think that, you know, we get caught up. And Mark, you weren't wrong, because what you did was you peeled the onion. You peeled the layers of the onion to find out what it was about. The wrong people were the ones that just condemned him without trying to figure out what he was trying to do. Mm-hmm. I admire what he was trying to do. I think there was a different or a better avenue he could have taken. Did he make some mistakes during his time of trying to make the point? Yeah, the socks were a mistake. It was a mistake he didn't come out and say more of, look, I'm for the cops. I think 99.9% do a great job, but there's a real problem here with the ones that don't. You know, there was a better way. Was the national anthem the right time to do it? That's always going to be a question. And, you know, one that you know, it's going to be a personal opinion, just like you said. What he wanted to do and what it was for is great. The way he went about it in some ways wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that'll always be a question.
The socks with depicting fat police officers, possibly even pigs with hats on, like the police hats on, that's not the way
that's
to go
horrible.
About it.
Yeah.
Taking a knee, okay. All right. At the time, I didn't like it. That's still not my favorite thing because of how I look at that time for me personally. But I'm not going to force that upon anybody else. If they want to use it for how they want to use it, then they use it for that reason. So that was a spicy meatball of a story that Dave put out there yesterday, just in terms of us listening. It's a great piece, extremely well written.
Yeah.
It's worth checking out on NBCSportsPhilly.com. The other thing that came out yesterday was from our friend Les Bowen. And Les introduced a hypothetical of hypotheticals. And the question he asked on Twitter yesterday was, hypothetically, if the Eagles signed Colin Kaepernick just to get him back into the league, how would you feel? And it's not if the NFL brought Colin Kaepernick back. If the Eagles signed Colin Kaepernick, 1,271 responses, I think the last I checked.
Over 2,000 likes also.
Over 2,000 likes.
Yeah.
All right. First off, I don't like the question because I think it's a bad setup. Like, I don't want Colin Kaepernick on the Eagles. Like, right now, if they like, as a football fan, I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks are you going to have? And you just drafted somebody in the second round? Eagles. I love that Les asked the question, but in terms of just from an Eagles fan perspective, it doesn't make any sense because you've already more or less doubled down on the quarterback position right now by taking quarterback 53 with the field available, as we've said multiple times. But if this was something going into the draft and the Eagles signed Colin Kaepernick, I'd be fine with it. My bigger issue would be that, as we learned last year when he was given a tryout by the NFL, as bogus as that tryout might have been, if you want to get into a league, if you want to be reinstated into a league or taken back into the league, you can't set the ground rules. Even if it's bogus, people are still going to follow it. People are still going to watch it. I know it's in the middle of the week as it was planned. And what was it? Where was it? In Atlanta? I know it wasn't going to be well attended, but at least you were playing by their rules. And if you want to play by somebody else's rules to get into their league, then you got to play by those rules.
Yeah.
You can't change the game. That was something that I was like, okay, I understand that he's calling him out for being bogus. Good for you. You might win this argument. You might win the battle, but you're not going to win the war. If the war ultimately, the end goal of the war is to get back into the league, you're going to lose. That showed to me that he's much more in line with and content with being an activist than being an NFL football player. And that's fine. But it showed me that he made a decision. Becoming a football player again is not my number one priority. Being an activist is. And that's fine. That's on Colin Kaepernick. But don't come to me about, oh, well, then he should be back in the league. Hey, he should have been in the league 4 years ago. You mean to tell me football talent-wise,
totally
he wasn't
agree.
Better than half the quarterbacks in the league?
Totally
and
agree.
And why would I say half the quarterbacks? I'm not talking about starters. I'm talking about half of all the quarterbacks in football.
Yeah.
Meaning backups as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And you know, the fact that he got ostracized for that, you know, a lot of us said all during it, look, if this guy is capable of being a better backup quarterback than the one you have on your roster, why wouldn't you have him there? And why not address it? And as you said earlier, Mark, there's been so many cases, whether it be Michael Vick, whether it be someone else that you know, had arrests in their past. You know, give him a chance to play football. Mm-hmm. Now, the latest thing, you're right, the latest tryout, and I say that in air quotes, was that just to get his eye back in the public so that he could further his platform of social justice?
Yeah, I don't know.
I always struggled with that because it came off as such like, hey, come on, give me a chance. I don't really want to play.
Right.
So was it just get his name back out there again for his cause?
I think that's definitely a part of it, but I do wonder what would have happened if the NFL gave him a more legit tryout, because we all called it BS like at the time. We didn't need reflection. Like, we knew at the time
he was a couple years removed from a Super Bowl and you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other part of it is that we knew going into it, as we called a spade from the second it happened. We said, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. They're doing it, I believe, like on a Wednesday, I think. So teams were already starting to prep for the following week. It was in the middle of the NFL season. What if they never did that? What if they actually had it on a more legitimate day, a Monday, a two, whatever it
might
have
been? Right.
Who was going to go check him out in Atlanta and see his workout? Who was really going to go out there and scout him? Well, NFL teams don't have one scout. Like, they could have sent people. So instead, he said, no, we're going to do it a different way. We're going to do it my way. Yeah, you're not going to get in any club, any league, if you're telling the bosses you're going to do it my way. That shows that you are looking for spotlight. You are looking for a way to hit the reset button on your name so you get more energy, more people looking at you than you did before. It showed me that he more wanted to be an activist than a football player. And that's not wrong.
No.
But just don't use that NFL platform anymore.
Yeah, if that was solely what it was for, I know I'm not going to play, but I got to get my name back out there again. You wasted a lot of people's time and a lot of people's money, quite frankly.
It's quite hollow. Coming up, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to talk to Nick in South Philly. We're still hoping to speak to Khalil Gardner, who was going around Philadelphia yesterday with a basketball hoop, offering the opportunity to shoot around with him a little bit during the protest. A great thing. Brought some people together, including police officers as well. It was awesome to see. And then Adrian Wojnarowski. I heard the words he was saying about the NBA coming back, but it was like Woj was giving them in a way that had a lot of doubt. And we'll get into that conversation when we return here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
NBA final proposal. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Lowe's. Shop Lowe's and get a 7-piece Pelham Bay patio set starting at just $219. While supplies last, U.S. only, selection varies by market. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is expected to send his final proposal to the Board of Governors tomorrow for a vote. In the document, Silver proposes a 22-team format that would return July 31st and could run all the way through October 12th in Orlando, Florida. The league will need 23 yes votes from owners in order for the proposal to pass. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the NBA draft and free agency are expected to follow the resumption of the season in October. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Farzetta in the Morning with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Some incredible away game trips to see the Birds play this year. And of course, there's only one way I recommend you go, and that's with my guys, Bob Cav Vince, his wife Liz, at phillysportstrips.com. Last year we had a blast in Miami, and this year we're going to San Fran. What an amazing trip this is going to be. And Philly Sports Trips covers everything perfectly. Class all the way while keeping the price extremely affordable. Join me and tons of Fanatic listeners and friends as we take over San Fran to watch the Birds play the Niners. And if you can't make it to San Fran with me, then what about Lambeau Field? Heck, I might go on that one too. Trust me, Philly Sports Trips handles every detail. Air, hotel, awesome tailgate, Philly foods by Cav Catering, and of course, great seats with other Birds fans. Go to phillysportstrips.com. That's phillysportstrips.com. And don't worry, your deposit will be 100% applied to a future trip if anything changes. That's phillysportstrips.com.
Across America, business owners are figuring things out, finding new ways to serve customers, connect employees, and work with partners. Comcast Business is right there with you, with a network that helps give you speed, reliability, and security. Enough bandwidth to handle all your connected devices and applications. Voice solutions for any size business, including remote call forwarding and readable voicemail. Safe, convenient installation when you need it. And support 24/7. Get the connectivity your business needs with Comcast Business. Right now, get 200 megabit internet and one voice mobility line for $99.99 per month for 2 years with a 3-year agreement when you sign up for paperless billing and automatic payments. Plus, ask about other offers to get a prepaid card worth up to $500. When every connection counts, you can count on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business.
Request enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments through Comcast Business My Account or service charge increases by $10 per month. Offer ends 6/30/20. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited new Comcast Business Internet, 200 megabits per second, and one voice mobility line customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra subject to change.
I can't believe he's gone. Was there something I could have said? Something I could have done? How could I have not seen it?
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is working to change our mental health culture with free company workshops on recognizing the warning signs of suicide and provide you and your team with tools to help someone in mental health distress. We can all play a role in preventing suicide. Sign your business up for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's free Talk Saves Lives workshop at afsp.org/Philly Workplace.
Now that the weather's heating up, the backyard is in play. And Lowe's can help you create memories at home all summer long. Enjoy dinner al fresco with the new Pelham Bay 7-piece patio set, now starting at just $2.19. What's for dinner? Burgers, of course, on the new grill. Enjoy free local delivery when you buy a grill $3.98 or more. Summer is open. Download our app and discover what's possible at Lowe's. While supplies last, applies to standard delivery in U.S. only. Purchase special calculated before taxes, after applicable discounts, if any. More fees may apply. Selections vary by market. See Lowe's.com for details.
It's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold now, big wireless companies haven't stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. With Straight Talk Wireless, there are no contracts. It runs on America's best network, same as the big carriers, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games, you'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts, no compromise.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
Hi! Guess we should talk about something. How's the, vermicelli game in your town? Got any good Vietnamese restaurants? Vermicelli? Oh, it's a noodle? Very good. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big!
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The great thing about facts? They're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Farsetta in the morning, now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Coming up top of the hour, we'll be joined by Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports Philadelphia, talk about his article about how we should have listened more, possibly, with Colin Kaepernick and Malcolm Jenkins. We'll get to that story. And also what Malcolm was able to accomplish with the NFL getting more involved in social change. So we'll get into some specifics there with Dave coming up in a little bit. But
yeah, if more people listen, maybe it's not at the level it's at now.
Right, exactly.
Pretty simple.
It's definitely not wrong. I mean, even if it's a couple of people trying to be a little bit more open-minded about things and maybe approach something that, okay, maybe I'm wrong about this. How can it be better? We'll get to that conversation. And by the way, this just came up. So Khalil Gardner, who we are looking for, has been playing basketball around the city with people.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it was somebody else's idea that then I guess he took to the next level. And this thing kind of became a little bit more viral yesterday, I guess, a little bit more on the... I don't know, the front of tip of people's tongues yesterday when it was tweeted out by a WHYY reporter that this is what Khalil was doing. Well, apparently there was a young lady that was also playing basketball around the city. We'll give you her name in a second.
Name's on the backboard, too. I think she designed the backboard.
Really?
That he's taking around. Yeah, if you look at it.
Oh, yeah. See at that? Stefania.
Yeah, I know.
I believe it's Stefania.
Stefania, I think you're good on.
I think I'm good on that one.
Yeah, I think you got that.
Ergemlidis.
I don't think
I'm
you
so
nailed
sorry.
That.
I think that's a Latin American last name. Lo siento. I will say that. But Stefania, good for you as well. Love to talk to you as well. Let's get to we're gonna get into the NBA conversation in just one second. Let's get Nick in South Philly. What's up, Nick?
Yo, it's Mick.
Mick, sorry, I'm just terrible with names all of a sudden. What's
my
up,
bad,
Mick?
My bad.
Okay. Mick, what's
how
up?
How you doing? How you doing today, man? I listen to y'all all the time, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yo, listen, I call and I listen to y'all opinions a lot, and I agree with y'all a lot. But this morning, I really felt like y'all saying that y'all understand, but y'all really don't understand.
Okay, go for it.
The reason why I say y'all really don't understand because you say you got to keep peeling back layers. First of all, if... Only way you're going to really understand what's going on with the protests and everything if you are black or you are some different, like, how could I say it?
A minority?
Yeah, minority. That's what I'm trying to say without offending everybody.
That's not offensive, no. And Mick, real quick, that's not going to happen with us. Like, that's just not going to happen.
Okay. And
that's why we have to peel back layers to try to understand because... As we've said many, many times, we will never know your feeling because we aren't black. And that's, you know, that's why we try to understand as much as we can.
Exactly. And I appreciate that from y'all. That's why I had to call in. Because y'all, at least y'all trying to do something. At least some people just sit back and say, well, I'm just going to stay like the way I am. Because I've been raised around everybody. I went to Catholic school all my life, all white schools. Then when I got older, I moved to all black neighborhood. And like, for instance, so what I grew up seeing is that we sometimes get, like, we don't get the same advantages as everybody else. Like, for instance, we just last thing before I leave. I moved into a neighborhood one time, and I actually seen a white neighborhood. They burned down the black people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I moved to a black neighborhood, white people moved in there. It was, like, totally different. It was, like, kumbaya with them. It was more, oh, how y'all doing? Are y'all need any help? And like that. It was, like, totally different. That's what I'm saying, that sometimes that we are getting untreated fairly. And with Colin Kaepernick, I feel that he did the way he felt like he could reach out to people and show them that this is what we have to do. That's his platform. Everybody got different platforms. Everybody saying the NFL was wrong to do it, but I see other people at different jobs, like a lot of reverends, our black reverends. They use their church as their platform.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say, well, we're not going to do it. They do it always around the church. They don't never do it when they style to go in the streets and do it. When we need them to do it more, they're always saying the church, oh, well, this is going to happen. We doing this for us. But we need them to do more of the platforming of going out on the streets and doing this. Stop always having the media saying, oh, this is going on with us. Mm-hmm. This is going on with us. This is how we're getting treated. We're getting treated a lot of ways because we got to get more people at the top of us to be more in charge and get right to the nitty gritty and stop doing what they doing.
Uh-huh. No, and
everybody's saying, like, it's always on other cultures to fix our problems. We got to start fixing our own problems.
Okay, that's fair. I don't think anyone's disagreeing. You're talking about your own problems within your own culture?
Exactly.
Okay. No, that's absolutely fair, and that's definitely worth acknowledging. Thank you for doing that. But
all right,
Nick, real quick, let me just ask you this though: to be more specific, let's start specific and let's get broader. Okay. So obviously, yes. I can't understand what it's like to be you because I'm not African American.
Yes.
And then you would also agree, then you would understand, and I'm not just talking about a privilege standpoint here, you would also understand what it's like trying to not even to attempt to understand what it's like as a white person for a black person to see what they go through, but you might understand that we're trying to get to a point where we can get as close to understanding as possible.
Yeah, see, that's why I understand what you're saying, but okay. What I don't understand is, like, don't keep knocking Colin Kaepernick like it was a big thing. Everybody knows what you're saying, he want to be an activist or he want to be a football player. Believe me, if he's going to be a football player, ain't no way everybody's saying that the guy you called earlier is talking about, he that's his name and all that. I'm saying to this guy, if you think about it, this guy gave up millions. Mm-hmm. People are going to say, okay, he may got some means for endorsements, but not what he was going to get if he was playing.
Right. Of course. Yes. You know of course. Saying?
And everybody's talking about he's not in no face. He did what he had to do, and I believe him. I won't nail because I got family members that's in the military and all that. I don't do that.
Right.
I respect the flag regardless, no matter what.
Okay.
Because I'm a United States citizen. That's how I feel.
I agree.
And what he did, I will never knock what he did. I appreciate what he did because people ain't saying about Malcolm Jenkins. He did, and I love Malcolm. I met Malcolm. I talked to Malcolm. And with him doing with the same thing he did, all he didn't do is nail. He put his hand on his fist, all that extra. He did all that too.
Mm-hmm.
I think if y'all want to come on Colin Kaepernick just as well, if y'all need to come down on Malcolm Jenkins just as well too. That's how I feel. And thanks for your time, guys.
All right,
and
thanks, Mick.
Y'all every morning, man.
You too, man. Appreciate the input, brother. I see Malcolm Jenkins as something completely different. I know that might be splitting hairs, but I just don't see Malcolm in the same light. Malcolm wasn't wearing socks with like fat face cops with the police hat on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Kaepernick made some mistakes in what he was trying to do. Jenkins has always been pretty and look, don't look at us so wide ranging, Mick. Like, we're not putting down Colin Kaepernick. We're not sitting here like saying I think he said you guys are against Colin Kaepernick. That's not what we're talking about.
I would have signed him before the draft, before they took a quarterback. I would rather them do that.
Yeah.
Than draft at 53 a quarterback.
Oh, I would have taken him as a player. Yeah. Well, as soon as that all started and let him have his platform and talk it out and see what's what. To ostracize him for trying to have a stance, that doesn't sit well with me at all.
And I don't even like using, forget about race relations. I don't even like if you've gone through the death of a loved one and someone's like, I understand how you feel. Like, I don't even, like, a lot of people feel that's hollow because, no, you know how you felt in your situation. You know how I feel right now about how I related to this person that's passed. Like, even in that, some people don't like.
Yeah.
When it comes to race relations, it's that times a billion, whatever it might be. Like, I can't understand because I'm not you, but I can only attempt to. And that's the best a lot of people can do. No, I'm not going to be able to put myself in your shoes, but I'm going to do the best I can to try to understand, to try to, even though the end goal is not going to be saying me going, oh, I understand, because that is impossible.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, you continue to try to understand a story. You continue to try to peel it back so you get as close as the definitive line of understanding as you can.
And you listen to the story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Worry. Mm-hmm. You listen what it's about. You know, Colin Kaepernick kneels. Totally understand your reaction. Mark, mine might have been the same. What the hell are you doing kneeling during a national anthem? Get
right,
up.
Right.
Then you listen and listen why, and you try to figure things out why, and you see a new understanding. And then you see statistics. As a white person, I see statistics maybe that came out when Colin Kaepernick did what he did, and you say, wow. That many black people are being so-called profiled or being, you know, abused or whatever it may be by police officers. Well, then it opens your eyes and you start to have an understanding maybe.
I do want to get into this NBA conversation. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, I want to get into some of the stuff DeSean Jackson talked about yesterday. He did an interview with John Clark of NBC Sports Philadelphia where he talked about Jeffrey Lurie's comments to the team, where he talked about Zach Ertz and Carson Wentz speaking out on the situation at hand. This was before any of the protests happened. And I want to get into that conversation a little bit later on. A name that's attached to the 76ers, a head coach in the league, was actually called upon by the NBA to have input on relations, racial relations throughout the league. So we'll get into that and how the league is perceiving the protests that are going on, not even just in the United States, but now across the world,
yeah,
which is an incredible thing. But right now, I mentioned this before the break. It's a crazy thing, but when you read a story, it's sometimes hard to tell tone because a lot of us, I think, we read a story and just say, here are the facts. Give me the facts. What are the facts I can draw away from this, right? And Adrian Wojnarowski, for the most part, does that. And when you read his stories, you're presented with the facts. And you're trying to say, how does the NBA start? In what way do they do it? How do they do it, obviously? To read it is one thing. To listen to Adrian Wojnarowski yesterday get interviewed by Scott Van Pelt about the NBA returning to play, I got a sense for the first time ever listening to Woj throughout this entire process that it was like he was throwing his hands in the air and saying, I'm just letting you know. This is the information I've received. Here it is to you. And you got a sense of almost disbelief that this is the NBA's plan. Which is wild, because when a sports league announces how they're going to come back, you want to have confidence that it's coming back in the safest manner possible. Not only did I not get that feeling from Woj, I first time had doubt creep in. Now, I still think the NBA's happening again, but I had a greater reason to ask the question, why? If you got to jump through these hoops to bring back basketball, and this isn't even talking about anything protest-related, this is all about COVID-19 and making the players feel safe. Listening to the report yesterday from Woj, it makes you feel like, well, wait a minute, hold on a second. We're putting all these things out there, putting all these players at risk. And by the way, it's not just 16 teams worth of players anymore. It's 22 teams, mm-hmm. putting them at risk. And on top of that, players are coming out in secret and telling Adrian Wojnarowski, hey, I feel uncomfortable with going to play in a tournament where I could get one of the marquee players. Even if I'm not a marquee player, I could get a marquee player sick, get them to test positive for COVID-19, and then they're not playing in the finals because of me. I don't want that on me. And that's what players are concerned about right now. So listening to Woj tell the story, as opposed to reading Woj write the story, I have a totally different outlook on it, because for the first time ever, I've seen Woj go, I don't know, but here's what they want to do.
Yeah, and you read it exactly as I and listened to it exactly as I did, Mark. I came away with it with not only that, like, wow, Woj is kind of just throwing out there, well, this is what they're saying. But then even deeper, I'm thinking, and that's the information. I wonder if the people from the NBA that are giving him this information, he's phenomenal at gathering it and people trust him, but the way they're giving it can't help but form his opinion of it.
Right.
So you wonder if in the way they're presenting it to him, yeah, well, this is what we're thinking, 22 teams now. And so he's formed his opinion like, oh, God. I really think the people in the NBA are starting to question also what's going on with this. Is it right? How can they do it? And more questions are piling up than maybe they even envisioned.
Yeah, and more teams. With more people being in one area, it promotes more questions. It was going to be 16. Now you're adding six teams to that. Now you're going to have 22 teams be a part of this, at least. And Woj, when asked about it, said, yeah, well, basically what's going to happen is they're trying to meet somewhere in the middle between 30 and 16, and that's 22. So that's close to the middle as I guess you want to get. To me, it just causes more concern.
Yeah, and if you go with 15 players, which I think they'll up because of the circumstances, right. I think you'll be allowed to carry maybe, you know, 15 on the bench, but maybe a couple more come with you, so just
means
in case.
Mariel Shayok comes up.
Right.
Oh, hey, Galaxy.
Yeah.
Go.
Super NBA Mario. Title, here we come.
So you're talking, you know, upwards of 350 players alone that you're gathering in this spot. Uh-huh. Coaches, assistant coaches, all of those things that we talked about. As opposed to if you just had 16 where it's like 240-ish. You know, so you're cutting off 100 might seem like, oh, what difference does it make? Okay. But it's a little bit of a difference. Now, you go to 22, you're bringing 22 teams all into one place?
Yep.
Are you going separate places? I guess they're all in one because you're bringing five Western Conference teams and one East on top of the 1-8 that you already have to play for spots. You have, as I mentioned, the MLS is doing a vote today on whether they want to start a tournament, in July. In the exact same place where the NBA is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's head scratching.
Okay, so you mentioned the dates, all right, for the MLS. That's the other thing that jumps out to me with Woj's report, is that the NBA wants to go July 31st to possibly, if there's a Game 7 of the NBA Finals, October 12th.
Yeah.
And then back maybe on Christmas Day to start the new season?
Christmas, I think, would be the latest, too. So it would have to be. So you're talking about a month and a half off after finishing this probably somewhat crammed and definitely indecisive way of running a playoff.
It seems so bad.
And then, boom, right back at it.
Like, in all honesty, if we came out, let's say, in the second week or third week in March. So the second week in March, the NBA shuts down. If, let's say, by the end of March, let's put it that way. At the end of March, they say, all right, we're going to give this like 3 months. Here's the plan to come back. And you see it's July 31st. And then you see it's possibly October 12th. I think any rational thinking person is going, well, why come back at all? Because at that time, we're not talking about the NBA starting on December 25th. We're talking about the NBA starting in October. Wait, you're going to be ending around the time you'd usually be starting? What are we doing, fellas?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? I think that's what most people would say. Now, having gone through the 3 months that we've gone through at this point, I think people are saying, hey, whatever gets you back on the court, whenever it gets you back on the court, let's do it. But it does seem odd to me that it's not even like the middle of July you're starting this. It's the end of July. It's early August that you're doing this. At that point, you have hopefully training camp starting up in football. The NHL has all but said we're back. They just have a lot more other things to iron out in their plan. But at that point, I know we all want basketball. But doesn't it leave anybody scratching their head going, well, hold on a second. Why is this pushed back so far? How come you don't have this ironed out more? And why now are you pushing for 22 teams as opposed to the 16 that you already planned for? And by the way, you're not doing what the NHL is doing and saying, go two cities. You're only going one.
Yeah, because I don't know. Do you throw things out there just because you think you're answering more questions than you're bringing up?
Yeah.
Because to me, the more you throw into the pot, the more questions there are. I don't think throwing more stuff in, going from 16 to 22, that doesn't give me more solutions than questions.
No, absolutely not.
You know, that gives me more questions about 130 players, more players than coaches that you're going to be bringing in. You know, somebody came over to the house this weekend, and it was a friend of Donna, so doesn't know much about sports. And she says,
oh,
to me, she
look,
goes,
at that. Look at that characterization right
no,
there.
No, but she doesn't. I'm not putting the two together. But she did, and she just said to me, Bob, do you think they're going to play sports again this year? And I was like, and I hesitated.
Wow.
I did. I hesitated. And I said, I do think they'll play before this year is over. She meant calendar year, obviously. But are we, you know.
That's the most shocking thing you've told me since heels to chest.
It's the first time I really thought about it. Like, we all say, yeah, it's coming back. It'll be back August, you know, July, August. Okay.
I still believe it's coming back.
It's going to come back. There's no question it's coming back.
Like, ask me right now, are sports coming back?
What if... I know your answer.
Yeah, it's yes, but ask me how or why, and I'm like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, what? Exactly. Money, just, money, money.
Exactly. Okay, the why,
that's the only reason.
The why is simple. Money.
Yes.
But the how...
If I'm it like, wasn't for money, they wouldn't care about who won a title this year or not.
Absolutely.
All right, so if you poll 350 players, 22 teams, 350 players.
And mind you, the players want to get paid too.
Yeah. Right, I hear you. But if you were to say to them, are you comfortable coming back under the current situation that we are right now on July 31st? I'm asking this honestly. What percentage or what number do
275.
Out of 330 would say, I'm comfortable, I'm fine.
I mean, that's just my guess.
Yeah,
but
no,
obviously,
it's all of our guesses, and I hear you.
That's what my gut kind of says.
And, you know, that surprises me a little bit. I thought you'd have gone a little higher. I thought you would have been, like, close to all of them.
Yeah.
275,
I'm sure
leaves you
guys
out. That leaves you out 55 players. That leaves you out of 22 teams. You know, more than two a team.
But let's ask the question like this. Forget about who's comfortable. Who would come back? I think that's the bigger question. Because I'll tell you right now, the amount of people that are not comfortable are going to be higher than the amount of people willing to admit it. Let's put it that way.
And the amount of uncomfortable people will likely be on non-playoff teams.
Probably.
Because, like, the Dame Lillards of the world are going, what am I doing this for?
Exactly.
So why am I risking it? But LeBron James, Anthony Davis, those guys, they're going, get me back on that damn court. I got a title to win.
I got a title to win, and I also got money to make.
Yeah.
So, like, forget about it. Like, if I'm asking players in the NBA blanket question, if I'm saying, do you guys want to come back? Are you guys coming back? Not, are you comfortable with coming back?
Because Okay.
Are you coming back? I think you're up to like 90%.
All right,
are you comfortable with coming back? 70%.
Right, okay. If we worded it the way we did the Brian Dawkins when we talked to him,
uh-huh.
are you comfortable? Would you play?
Right, okay.
Would you play on July 31st?
Mm-hmm.
Out of 330. Now, I'm taking Dame Lillard's out of it because his team is included in the 22.
Yes.
So, out of the 330, you're probably right. I guess it is somewhere up there around 90%. Say, yeah, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe more.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because they also want to get paid. And they also want to say, all right, I guess I'm willing to risk it.
Yeah, that guy, the 12th man on the bench, doesn't have, you know, LeBron James money, and he's not guaranteed a 12-year career. So he's going, yeah, give me the rest of the contract for this year. Let's go.
It's the same thing as in Major League Baseball when we're talking about those fringe MLB players.
Which is like 78% of the league.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Bryce, shut your mouth. Mike Trout,
I know you have the big one, but yeah, I got bills.
Especially with expanded rosters, and we've mentioned this before, the minor leaguers that are still around, by the way, the minor leaguers that, you know, not the ones that have been cut, the minor leaguers that might be, you know, 25, 26, 27 years old looking to finally break into the majors.
Yeah.
Rosters expand, they're in the majors.
Yeah, yeah. What scares me basketball-wise real quick was, what was the popular thing in college football a few years ago? When Jalen Smith got hurt from Notre Dame and it affected his drafting thing, was guys were like, I'm not playing in the Pro Bowl, in my bowl games.
Yeah.
I'm not playing in my bowl game. Well, what if there's one, two really good NBA players that say, no, I'm not risking getting sick and perhaps, I mean, I know people recover from this and all that, but perhaps having long-term effects from this, I'm not risking that to risk my future. I'll sit out this year and I won't come back until there's a cure.
Do you see that happening?
I don't know.
Because I don't.
I don't know. Like, I just, I never thought I'd see a college kid say, no, I'm not playing in the bowl game my right. senior year. Yeah. Everything I worked for because now I'm looking to the pros.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. And that's what I mean. There's so many questions
out there. Unless it's like an actual title game implication, what do those games really mean?
Yeah. Good point.
But I'll say this. We all don't know. So to entertain the hypothetical, I don't think it's happening to answer that, to start that off.
I'd be shocked if a marquee player came out and said that.
That I'm not playing because I'm scared of COVID?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get COVID-19?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be shocked as well. Especially after you have LeBron James and others say, oh yeah, we don't care anymore, we're playing.
I'm the GM of the league.
Yeah, I'm hold on.
Yeah, right.
You're going to tell me you're not playing on the team?
Commissioner, excuse me.
Good luck getting back in the league.
Yeah.
And by the way, real quick, and we're gonna let you hear from DeSean Jackson in just a second in his interview with John Clark. But Amber's hitting us up on Twitter saying, now isn't the time to criticize Cap's way about bringing awareness and neglect. Talk about the blackballing by the league. We have talked about the blackballing by the league.
Yeah,
we literally said, you mean to tell me he wouldn't be one of the top 64 quarterbacks?
Yeah,
meaning starting quarterbacks or
Mitch Trubisky's playing football.
Yeah, have you watched Mitch?
Yeah.
Have you watched Mitchy Poo?
It's a lot of bad quarterbacks in the league.
A lot of bad quarterbacks in the league.
Kaepernick's better than a lot of them.
Warren and Cherry Hill, let's talk about the NBA. When we come back, we'll also let you hear from DeSean Jackson. Some moving words from DeSean about his teammates and his team's owner as well. That's what we'll play for you when we come back here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I've told you before, you heard me talking about for months now, Window Nation. Window company you can trust. And not only trust, but how about this? They're doing whatever they can to earn your trust and earn your business as a new customer. If you need one new window or you need windows for the whole house, get up to 50% off any style window. And the savings doesn't stop there. Because also, you can listen to this. 24 months, no payments. 2 years, no payments. They realize for a lot of people right now, times can be tough. So they want to make sure they're doing whatever they can to earn your business and, more importantly, earn your trust as a new customer. They're also taking care of you virtually. If you don't feel comfortable with CDC guidelines, people coming in your house, whatever it might be, right now they're willing to do virtual consultations in less time than it takes to watch the local news. So you can actually tour the house with somebody virtually, and they can look at your windows and give you a good estimate. But here's the bottom line. No matter what, up to 50% off any style window, whether it's one window or the whole house, or right now, 24 months. 24 months, no payments. Doesn't get much better than that with Window Nation, a local essential business. Do what my wife and I did, trust Window Nation. Call 1-866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
NFL to stay-at-home facilities. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. The NFL announced yesterday that all NFL teams must hold their training camps at their home facilities this summer and will not be able to hold joint practices with other teams. Both the NFL and their players' union wanted to limit travel for coaches and players, as well as limit the risk of maintaining two facilities. Last year, 10 teams practiced at separate facilities, including the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Farzetta in the Morning
with Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Across America, business owners are figuring things out, finding new ways to serve customers, connect employees, and work with partners. Comcast Business is right there with you, with a network that helps give you speed, reliability, and security. Enough bandwidth to handle all your connected devices and applications. Voice solutions for any size business, including remote call forwarding and readable voicemail. Safe, convenient installation when you need it. And support 24/7. Get the connectivity your business needs with Comcast Business. Right now, get 200 megabit internet and one voice mobility line for $99.99 per month for 2 years with a 3-year agreement when you sign up for paperless billing and automatic payments. Plus, ask about other offers to get a prepaid card worth up to $500. When every connection counts, you can count on us. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business.
Request enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments through Comcast Business My Account or service charge increases by $10 per month. Offer ends 6/30/20. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited new Comcast Business Internet, 200 megabits per second, and one voice mobility line customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Most people know the warning signs of a heart attack or stroke, but how many of you can recognize the signs of suicide? The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is working to change our mental health culture with a free company workshop that provides tools to recognize the warning signs of suicide and how to help someone in mental health distress. Sign your business up for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's free Talk Saves Lives training at afsp.org/Philly Workplace. That's afsp.org/Philly Workplace.
Looks like we're going to be staying home a while longer. At least it's not hot yet.
Yet.
How's our air conditioning?
I don't know.
Should we get our system checked out?
Can we even get it checked out now?
Pierce Phelps and Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors are open for essential business, including system checkups. And they're doing whatever it takes, wearing masks, gloves, and social distancing to safely keep you comfortable this summer with flexible financing and indoor air quality specials. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com.
Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
Back to work at that J-O-B, the one you realized isn't for you? Well, that's if you're lucky, right? Make your move. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Here at AutoZone, we're all about helping you get what you need to keep life moving, like for that next oil change. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil, an STP Extended Life Oil Filter, and a Monster Energy Drink, all for just $33.99. And if you need something fast, you can get it fast your way. Whether it's next day delivery or free same day pickup, in-store or curbside, the choice is yours. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hey, Philadelphia. Things are slowly going back to normal, and Dunkin' wants to help get you running again. DD Perks members enjoy large hot coffees from Dunkin' for $1.49. Not a DD Perks member? Join on the Dunkin' app today for an easy, contactless way to order and pay, pick up in-store, or at the drive-thru. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions apply.
Farzetta in the Morning. Now.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
Coming up about 12 minutes, talk to our friend Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports Philadelphia, about his article on NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com right now involving listening more to Malcolm Jenkins at the time and Colin Kaepernick at the time. We all should have listened at the time. We'll talk to Dave about that. Also, what's going on with the Birds right now? Some news, not just involving anything racial, but news about the next time you see these guys will be at the NovaCare Complex for training camp, most likely. Which I think we all assumed anyway. We kind of knew that would be the deal. But with the NFL saying we're going to try to open up team facilities to more people sooner rather than later,
yeah.
I guess it's a little bit of a story.
Unfortunately, there's been a little spike in cases over the weekend. And these next 2 weeks, I think, are going to... 2-3 weeks are going to determine a lot.
Did you see some of the local news channels are now doing coronavirus like it's a stock? Have you seen this?
No.
Like arrows up or down? Yeah. Like the same thing they use for like Dow Jones or
that's
whatever?
That's so weird you said that because I asked that question yesterday when I was watching it. I turned and I said, what are these arrows for? And,
yeah.
And Don was like, oh, because it's up from the previous day.
Like it's weird. Like I get what they're doing. It's easier than trying to do the math in your head. Like, well, the number's up or down from yesterday. But it's just like, oh, wow. That's just the correlation in my mind to the numbers go to stock exchange more than
yeah. Anything. Have you seen a down arrow at all yet?
No. How's the market looking? No, it was the first time I saw it. It was the first time I saw them use arrows as opposed to anything else was last night.
That's so weird. I asked that question yesterday.
It jumps out, right?
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, huh? Okay. Hey, whatever it takes, I guess, for people to get more awareness. I don't know.
Graphics drawing people more.
I miss the ones that had Velcro on the back. That's all. Those are the ones that I miss, unfortunately.
The sun up here and the clouds over there.
Yeah. So as we know, what's going on in the world right now is affecting the sports leagues. And if it's just having a conversation or if it's delaying meetings, for instance, like people are saying the NBA is supposed to vote tomorrow. Who knows if that's actually going to happen with the Board of Governors, given the state everything is in right now across the globe. Again, not just Philadelphia, not just Minneapolis. Across the globe, people are having these conversations. So we'll see how it plays out. But as we know, the Eagles released a statement. Jeffrey Lurie released a statement basically saying that there's no room for racism. And he said all the things that you would more or less expect him to say. But DeSean Jackson got interviewed by John Clark of NBC Sports Philadelphia yesterday, where he talked about people stepping up. And one of the people that he mentioned in stepping up was Jeffrey Lurie with his statement and how it needs to really have an impact, not just with players, but people outside the organization.
All right, North Dakota kids.
sorry.
You couldn't help yourself, could you?
No, I couldn't.
That, here's DeSean Jackson talking about Jeffrey Lurie really stepping up with his statement.
To have an owner of a professional football team, basketball team, baseball, any ownership of power, you got to think, the owners are billionaires. They have so much influence in the world. They have so much equity. They have so much power to where if they make a stance, other people are going to, it's going to trigger down. You get what I'm saying? It's going to trigger down to the lower totem pole. And I feel like a lot of times they go silent because it's politics, or it's, they might lose this sponsor, or they might look crazy in the light. But it's like, forget, you can't, none of that stuff right now can even come into your mind where that's possible, because we are dealing with people losing their lives.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people want to see that from a leader, whether that be an owner, whether that be whoever it is, a teammate. You want to see that with people that are in the same building that you're in, and people that are not of your same race. So it goes beyond that, and he talks about how he was also happy to see Zach Ertz and Carson Wentz step up in that same aspect. Here is DeSean Jackson with John Clark of NBC Sports Philadelphia on Wentz and Ertz stepping up.
You know, I had a conversation. I had time to talk to some of my close friends on, you know, on the Eagles team, you know, like Carson Wentz, Zach Ertz. Them are two great friends of mine. It's two people that I respect highly, you know, in the world. But, you know, man, they step up. They made their voice be heard. They used their platform. They used their resources. They used everything they could do to reach out and say, look, man, I might not know what it feels like to be racial profile. I might not know what it's like to grow up in the inner communities in these areas that you guys, you know, face on a daily basis where we're scrutinized for our color of our skin. They might not understand that, but what they are stepping up to the plate is saying, hey, fair is fair and right is right and wrong is wrong. And the stuff that we've been seeing is wrong, and they don't support that. So
I think what people really need to hear in a lot of this, and again, not to attack the phrase, I understand what you're going through, because nobody knows exactly what somebody else is going through. And you might encounter the same problem. You might be going through it differently than I'm going through it.
Right.
But I think what people really need to hear, and I think this is what DeSean Jackson is saying, from those white athletes that might not be able to identify, at least they're saying they respect it. And at least they're saying, we respect that you're going through a problem. And if I can be part of the solution, I'm going to do whatever I can to be part of the solution.
And DeSean Jackson's been great throughout this whole thing. Because if you think about it, he's talking about what Zach Ertz and Carson Wentz wrote previously, you know, last week or whatever. Yeah. But it was also in a team meeting later, after those two had their messages out there, it was in a team meeting where he spoke that it compelled Jason Kelce to also write something because directly of what DeSean Jackson was talking about. Mm-hmm. It's a small group of a football team. It's 50 individuals. This is probably only the offensive side, so maybe it's 25 individuals, and they're all learning something from somebody.
Right.
And just by listening. Mm. That's all, just by listening. And Jason Kelce said as much. I wanted to say something, but I didn't know how until I listened to DeSean Jackson, and it compelled me to write this. And a very, you know, a very beautiful speech that he wrote about how he felt and maybe what he could do to help the cause.
These guys are role models. I mean, think about how many kids in the Delaware Valley have Carson Wentz and Zach Ertz jerseys.
Absolutely.
Thousands upon thousands. So if you're a 7-8-year-old, and, you know, I was talking about this with my cousin yesterday, who's got a 6-year-old, my niece. And, you know, she's kind of asking questions a little bit. You know, she's, you know, read up on MLK and all that stuff. But it's formidable years for them. So if you see one of your role models at a young, impressionable age, talk about stuff like this, I don't see how there's any negatives that come from it. I think it's a great thing. I think it's something more people need to do. And I think that's another one of the positives coming from this is people like Carson and Zach realize I have an incredible platform to reach people here and make a real difference. And I think that's what, you know, Jason Kelce dawned on him, like, wow. You know, like what Mark Vetri said, it's not enough to just not be racist anymore.
Yeah, right.
I have to be openly outward discussing this and using my platform for good. So, you know, good on DeSean Jackson for bringing this out of those guys. Good for him. You know, obviously as a veteran, he feels comfortable speaking up in these meetings. But kudos. Kudos to all of them because more people need to do what Zach Ertz, Jason Kelce, and Carson Wentz did.
We really have watched DeSean Jackson grow up.
It's amazing.
It really, like,
seems like
he's
it, yeah.
veteran, like, here you go, veteran leader DeSean Jackson.
But he's never gotten in trouble in the first place.
You're right. And when he was drafted,
I mean, there was some crap thrown at him that was unfair from Chip Kelly.
Yeah, of course. That was awful.
But that was terrible.
But what I'm saying is, when he was drafted, he was a second round pick because a lot of people were like, "Oh, we don't know about his work ethic."
Yeah,
and it's like he worked out with Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's okay.
Cheetahs don't stretch. He's fine.
That's when he came back. Right?
Yeah. but he's never been in trouble. He's a great role model himself. He's a guy that lost a father at a young age. He does great charity work for his cancer foundation. Him and his mom do, you know, it's good on him.
Mm-hmm.
Good on him.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to Warren in Cherry Hill. Warren, what's up, buddy?
Morning, boys.
Hey, man.
Hey, Warren.
Before I do the sports, I just want to, you know, I want to compliment and say thank God to these people who go out there, give their time, speak their mind, and the ones who protest the proper way. I don't know what that really is, but just not destroying things. But I also want to, even 1% is too much. But I want to say thank you to the officers who do their job, who don't act like that moron, because it's a tough job. These guys always put it on the line, and a lot of them are taking heat for what the few do. It's a disgrace, but we got to remember there's some goings out there also.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Got to tell you, I've switched my what I like to see with the sports. Seeing this back and forth, whether it's 50 games of baseball, 100, the basketball, or players might be getting sick, I really got to tell you, I'm good now. The next sport I'm ready for is football. To me, that's a litmus test. To me, baseball's done. When you start now going to 50 games, it's just a matter of them being pigs. Don't care if it's a player. Don't care if it's an owner. I'm being honest. I love sports, and it's the greatest distraction in the world.
Mm.
But they're spitting in our face at this point. Not so much the NBA. Listen, if the NBA goes straight to a tournament, do you really think they give a rat's butt what the fans are, or baseball? If they played a 50-game season, is it anything other than for them and their money? I just want to go back to watching sports and not discussing what's going on.
Believe me. Same here.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Warren. And I don't look, I hope that the NBA comes back and the NHL comes back sooner rather than later. And we hope we get a full NFL season and this doesn't bleed into that. We hope we get some baseball. But I wonder how many people are thinking along the same lines that you are, where it's like, you know what? Baseball, to hell with you. And basketball, if you can't figure it out, to hell with you too. I got football down the line.
There's they're also, let me ask them, they're already, they were just talking about, if they do this, then they got to affect the next season. Why do we have to have two seasons? Just forget it. Right. The NBA has to shut it down. There's guys, God forbid somebody gets sick. What do? All of a sudden, 5-6 players can't play because they played the day before against them. They said it would cost $1 million a day to make sure these players get tested every day in and out. They're no better than us. Mm-hmm. When people can't even do this stuff, it's just, we're doing it for the players' amusement. I really don't care what they want. I don't want to watch a pickup game at this point. I love sports, guys. It gets us through our day. Bob, how nuts was it? I'm only saying because you're the only one I was back there with. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl, anybody doesn't have giddy up in their step and forget everything. That's all people want out of sports. But it's just enough. I'm sick of it, to be honest with you.
So you're just ready. Let football be the start of sports again in September. Is that where you are, Warren?
It's a litmus test. You have to have football. The betting, they're not going to cancel it. I believe you can have it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.